More news stories now with something to crow about. The place is all right after all. And cyclists slam lethal new St Stephen's layout.
After hitting headlines around the world, the couple behind a popular city bookshop are finally coming back down to earth. Oscar-winning Australian actor Russell Crowe, famed for his roles in Gladiator and the film adaptation of Les Miserables, put forward £5,000 to Bookbugs and Dragon Tales, Dan and Leanne Frid. The Timberhill bosses launched the appeal for their family business to help plug the gaps. And since then, their crowdfunder has surpassed its £15,000 goal, amassing more than £20,000 in donations from kind-hearted people, not only in Norwich, but across the world. Poppy Stevens, who has worked at the store since it opened in 2019, said that the last few days had been true magic. The funds will buy books for those children, some of whom wouldn't have access to reading otherwise. Poppy added, "It's about igniting that love of reading for kids."
Those looking to get their five a day on a budget have been invited to make the most of a community garden on the outskirts of the city. Ruth Burrows is a pastoral carer who looks after a community garden located in the grounds of Sproston Methodist Church in Cousins Hardy Road. Ruth has been curating the garden with love and care to grow a number of different vegetables. And the 51-year-old, with the help of a local wholesaler, has set up a vegetable bank with fresh carrots, potatoes, cabbage and onions. Leslie Terrence, a plant shop in NR3, also set up a fruit and veg stall in its cafe recently. The winter, however, has meant we don't have many vegetables available currently. So we had the idea of getting some excess produce for a local shop so we can keep on feeding the people here. Ruth has employed the help of Mr. Fruity Wholesale, which is located in Meteor Close, to help provide some of the fresh produce. The vegetable bank is open on Tuesdays from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. and Friday from 10:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. noon every week.
A chip shop has found out it isn't sinking after owners feared it could become the Leaning Fish Bar of Norwich. For 3 months, Grosvenor Fish Bar in Lower Goat Lane has been propped up by scaffolding after structural issues were discovered, leading to fears the building could be affected by subsidence. The owners were initially left in the dark as to the cause of the problem and had to wait for further investigations by structural engineers. Duane Di Bartolomeo, who runs Grosvenor Fish Bar alongside partner Christian Motta, said, "Not knowing what was going on has been quite stressful. We live here too, so we thought, is it just going to topple over? It felt like we were living in the Leaning Tower of Pisa and wondered if we'd become a new tourist attraction for Norwich, the Leaning Fish Bar. It turns out the work needed will be a much easier job than first thought, and after meeting with the City Council, we've been given the go-ahead to get it done." Barry Hipwell, Director of Structural Engineers, Abovo, said, "Over the years, water has run off from Lower Goat Lane, which has caused the two pillars at the front door to rot through at the bottom, up to 6 inches above floor level. Rainwater has also run under the paving and affected the undercroft. The go-ahead has been given by the council and repairs will begin over the next few weeks."
Rats in Norwich are getting braver, according to a pest control business, which has seen a 100% increase in emergency call-outs. Ace Pest Control said it has seen more disgusted homeowners calling about the vermin. In one case, about a rat attempting to burrow through the ceiling of a customer's kitchen. And if the current numbers are anything to go by, business owner Andrew Delbridge says there will be a major infestation, a rat apocalypse in Norwich. He added, rats are mainly invading kitchens, both private and commercial. And why is the city now facing a major problem with the vermin? Andrew blames it on the sheer number of rats that are now trying to survive in the city. He added, the two things rats require, food and shelter, are both provided in city homes. Andrew explained they are super clever. They know that the general public are not a threat. People will just run. Andrew said the main hubs of rat activity in the city are the Golden Triangle, Old Catton, Eaton Park, Old Cossey, Chapel Break in NR5, and the city centre around the Inner Ring Road.
A call for the bus shelters removed from Norwich's St Stephen Street to be temporarily put back amid a delay in installing new ones has been rejected. St Stephen Street reopened last week after a £6.1 million revamp, but a delay to Norfolk County Council's order for new bus shelters means they will not be installed until next year. In the meantime, passengers face a winter of queuing for buses without cover, prompting a call for the ones which were removed to be put back as a temporary measure. Martin Wilby, Cabinet Member for Highways, Transport and Infrastructure, told the meeting he did not know what had happened to the old shelters. After the meeting, Mr. Wilby ruled out putting in temporary shelters, saying it would cause too much disruption. It would require an additional road closure over several weeks in the run-up to Christmas, causing significant disruption during a crucial trading period. This approach would also increase the time and money required to install the new shelters next year, as any temporary shelters would need to be removed first.
Next, we have our regular local history spot, written and read by Richard Matthew. Richard is taking us on a royal progress. Queen Elizabeth I's visit to Norwich in 1578.